Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. How are you this morning? I am so happy that you chose to join me live. We just hang out for an hour every Wednesday. As you could tell, I have a frog in my throat because, yes, I roll out of bed to do this particular show. But, you know, it's something that I really, really want to do. And it's a great way for me to kind of start my middle of the week by being able to spend some time with you, wish you a great day, wish you a wonderful rest of the week. And, you know, hopefully this brings and puts a smile on your face. I know it does for me, even though, yes, I'm a little sleepy. I have not had any coffee yet this morning. You know, I generally wait for my daddy to wake up so I can have coffee with him. You don't even want to know what I'm drinking right now. I think I kind of want to talk about, you know, health and wellness, something that was on my mind leaving 2012, going into 2013. But before I get into that, I'm going to play a track. This young man has made the Pacific Northwest proud. He went pretty far on The Voice last season, and he's an amazing talent. He's an amazing young man. Tonight he's going to be performing down at Yoshi's in San Francisco. So my Bay Area people, please get out and check out Michael Weissman at Yoshi's. This is his track called As Long As I Am With You. Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I opened up today's show with an artist from the Pacific Northwest, where I am, Seattle, Washington. That was Michael Weissman, who is going to be performing at Yoshi's in San Francisco tonight. So again, my Bay Area people, get out and support my boy. You will be pleasantly surprised if you've not experienced him, or if you're not somebody who is a fan of The Voice, because he went pretty far on CeeLo's team. So we're very, very proud of him, and doors are opening up for him. And, yeah, everybody needs to experience Michael Weissman. So before I start a little talking, you know, because I seem to do that from time to time, I want to play another track. And I'm sitting here trying to scroll and find it. There's this amazing, what do we call it? A group, organization, I don't know, promotions out in New York City. I'm going to say it's based there. And they put on an amazing indie show the last Saturday of each month called Soul Factory Presents. And the first week, first month, December, was the first time that I experienced them. And it's a blessing because, as you know, I'm up here in Seattle, Washington. I was able to sit in the comforts of my home and watch it live. So Soul Factory Present takes place at the Drome. And in December, they had one of my favorites, Darian Dean. I've been supporting Darian and Miles Anthony since about 2009. So it was a thrill for me to watch him perform live. Miss Colette, I've also been playing her for, you know, a few years here on Flavor News Radio, and Seattle's very own Chocolate performed on that show. So it was just an amazing showcase, and to see a well-done show come together like that with three top-notch artists was a blessing. This past month, I had the opportunity again to sit and watch Soul Factory Presents live, and it was Felicia Temple, Green Tea, and Elijah Bland. So before I go any further and keep talking and yapping in your ear, let me play a piece by Elijah Bland, and this is For the Record.
Put the needle on the record, baby, and let it go around slowly. I know we're meant to be together, baby. And I would wait again if I had to, just as patiently. But for the record, I've got to say, baby, it's fitting in the room so perfectly. I've had a lot of 45s, and I'm finished with that single life. And I wanna make enough love so that we know we belong on a record, baby. Let me play your favorite love song, and I don't mind if we repeat it. Now flip it to the B side. You know I love the B-side. Oh, that's where it gets deep, baby. You know I love it when it's deep, baby. You know I said I'll never, 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 never leave you. And when I said it all, I meant it. And now we're right where we need to be, yeah. Oh, moments like these need to be documented, so that's why. For the record, I've got to say, baby, I just gotta say, it's fitting in the groove so perfectly.
Yeah,
I had a lot of 45.
Had a lot of 45.
I want to show you how I think, how I think.
Right, that was Elijah Bland with his piece For the Record. Again, he's just one of the artists that if you were in New York and at the Drome, you experienced him live. And I experienced him live watching him from Gander TV. So if you're in that area, or if you want to hang out with me online to watch the next Soul Factory Presents, it's going to take place on February 23rd, and the artists are Kim Hill, Gino Young, and Brianna Collette. So I will be there. I hope you will too. And again, it's an amazing, amazing, fine, well-produced production of a showcase of amazing, amazing indie artists. And I have much respect for Richard Johnson, who is the head of this particular promotions and production team. So big shout out to my friends on the East Coast. You do it well, and I'm paying attention, okay? I'm paying attention. So how are you this morning? I hope you are doing well. My voice is starting to get, you know, less froggy, and I'm waking up and feeling pretty good this morning. As you know, if you were listening to my show last week, I've got much on my mind, and I still have not made a decision. You know, I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. There's something about, you know, that stepping out on faith that's a little hard sometimes, even though you just know that it's all going to work out, you know. But there's something about having the security of a job that pays you every month or every 2 weeks. And so, but, you know, I know whatever decision I'm going to make here very, very soon, it's going to be a good decision. And, you know, I care about myself. I care about my health and well-being. I care about my kids that I support. I care about the artists that I support. So God's going to work it out for me. I wanted to talk just a little bit about health and wellness. You know, I recognize that so much is in our control of how we think and how we feel and how we react. I know earlier in shows I talked about attitude is everything, because I do think that if we change our attitude about how we see something, how we react to something, the outcome can be very, very different. So we have a control of how we allow something to make us feel. It's easy for us to blame others all the time. But I think that we need to be accountable and responsible for how we react to things. And we have a choice whether we want certain things or certain people in our life, you know, to affect us. We have those choices. Not always an easy choice, you know, but it's kind of like if you choose to be around drama-filled people, you're pretty much or probably a drama-filled person yourself. And sometimes you have to step back and say, you know, I can love you from a distance, you know, but you're just not healthy to be right here in front of my face. And those are hard decisions also, but sometimes they're needed. So I'm also thinking about what we intake into our body. I'm a little short Japanese-German girl raised in the hood, you know, and I know I have more weight on me than I really need to. So just thinking through, you know, what it is. You know, you can hear all the commercials. You can hear about diets or whatever. You can hear all about, you know, the amazing posts of eating raw or being vegan or being, you know, vegetarian or cutting back on carbs or gluten-free and all of that. But just think about it. You know, what you put in your body really determines how you feel, too. I realized as a child, when I think back on my life, I didn't really know people who died of cancer. I didn't know too many people who were diagnosed mentally ill. And there's a part of me that really believes that what we put into our body has an effect on, you know, so many people dying of cancer nowadays and so many people being diagnosed mentally ill. I don't know for fact if I'm right, but I really am beginning to think that through, like, what is the shift and why there's so much craziness in this world, so much death, so much despair. And I'm trying to, you know, figure out what I can do better to take care of me, to be a healthier person, to be a more vibrant person and energetic. And, you know, what can I really do to control that? Of course, there are elements that take place every day in our lives that affect how we think and feel, and all of that. And, you know, might be hungry and drive past the Burger King and you're like, okay, well, it doesn't mean you can't do it, right? It's just, you know, limit how much you do. You know, the you know, fast food eating and all of that. And just really think about what you can do to take care of yourself better, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, all of that. Do what's best for you. And I think that once you as individuals can figure that out, just like what I'm working on, we can better deal with other people's stuff. I'm a caregiver. I'm always putting myself in a position where I am looking out for the welfare of others. And when you're a caregiver, you don't always take the time to look out for yourself. And I tend to allow things to just kind of, you know, take control and get me stressed out, you know, at times. And so, you know, I really thought about it. What could I do differently? And I made some changes going into 2013. And I'm really proud of it. Yes, we're only 30 days into the year. But as you know, pretty soon I'll be saying we're, you know, 2 months, 3 months into the year. I took steps. And I feel better. My life by no means is perfect, but I'm working towards it. So that's just something I want to put out there to you. What direction do I want to go? This young man, I'll be honest, came to me. We got connected through his dad, who's up here in Seattle, Washington, but this young man's out in Oklahoma. He goes by the name of Walt Dees, and I'm going to play his track, Don't Give Up on Me Now.
Hey, come in. This is hard to do.
I can feel you getting sick of me before you start to cough. Cause these women keep on tempting me and I'm just starting off. And your biggest fear is me on stage, career is taking off. And what's worse is the tour when our communication's lost. But I'm not here to question you, it's better than it's ever been. I know you'll give me your whole body except your skeleton. I know you don't wanna push me away, so you bury it. I know my baggage has its own weight, so now you carry it. I know you'll go to the moon and back if I needed you to. I know I told you some things, but then what you needed was truth. I know you gave me the space to do what I needed to do. I was too blind to see it, but then all I needed was you. Feel like I'll do anything to back and I'll make you believe. If you're a bird, then I'm a bird, if that's what it takes me to be. If you love something, you let it go and you wait patiently. But now I'm sitting anxiously, don't take that up away from me.
I'm not even sleep.
Right.
I can tell you're tired of it by the look in your eyes. Hey,
that's how it feels sometimes.
Am I wasting this time? If you're getting tired of it, then tell me why we tried. Hey, I'm not even surprised. I can tell you're tired of it by the look in your eyes. Hey,
that's how it feels sometimes.
Am I wasting this time? If you're getting tired of it, then tell me why we tried. Hey,
I know I told you I'm a better dude. Along this far, I carried you to the top of this very room. You deserve a better view. I want you and you knew this. I got you, then I threw it. You see, I know I put you through this, but I don't think that we should do this. I know I'll tell you we should stop, but I don't want you to leave. And I know it's lonely at the top. You accompanied me, but I'm cold. My life as a writer is something to heed. But I want you close. I grab you tight like I don't want you to breathe. You expressed your love to me before you hit the bed at night. I hesitate. I say it right, but you know I don't say it right. I know I gave you every reason to believe you were tight. Yes, it's surprising that a guy like me could be even that nice. I told you I'm not very with any telepathic fairy. No, I can leave you wary. I treated you less than fairly. No wishes upon a fairy, not the one you can marry. So quite the contrary, my past was not very.
I'm not even surprised. I can tell you're tired of it by the look in your eyes. Hey,
that's how it feels
am
sometimes.
Am I wasting this time? If you're getting tired of it, then tell me why we tried. Hey, I'm not even surprised. I can tell you're tired of it by the look in your eyes. Hey,
that's how it feels
am
sometimes.
Am I wasting this time? If you're getting tired of it, then tell me why we tried. Hey.
That was Walt Dees out of Oklahoma, one of the newest hip-hop artists to join the Flavor News movement. And his track is called Don't Give Up On Me. I really appreciate music that has a message or has a relevance to it. You know, I think that when you can tell a story and allow us to feel it, that's when you get us hooked. I do think that there's club music or whatever that has a relevance to generally, I think we're drawn to a beat that causes us to want to bob our heads or get up and dance, right? And hopefully those words are something that are just fun and playful versus something just rude and obnoxious. And that's where I find the challenge is when it comes to some of the music that's coming out now is that there isn't a purpose and relevance to it. And I think that we can be smarter when it comes to, you know, what's being created out there and what's absorbed into our minds, heart, and souls. Because I tell artists all the time, they have the control that they could actually, you know, affect the change in the world. Every day we experience art. Every day we wake up and we hear music. We see colors. We read something. You know, we cook something. All of this is art and how we put it together and how we receive it and experience it. So just think about that. I want to give a shout out to my dear, dear friends down there in Dallas, Texas, to Kua, an amazing visual artist, and to Yarn Couture, Miriam. I have never in my life seen amazing things made out of yarn. I can crochet back and forth, don't even know what the stitch is called. And I can make blankets and things like that. But you really, really need to check out Yarn Couture because she makes amazing things. Oh, my goodness. Well, I thought he was on the line with me. Maybe he will call back and raise his hand. But anyway, let's see. What direction do I want to go? I want to play a new piece that I just received from one of the most amazing producers down in Phoenix, Arizona. His name is Paris Toon. He works with a group that's called Mother's Favorite Child. And he works with a variety of other artists also. This young lady's name is Mylia, and this is called Naturally Me. That was Mylia with Paris Toon and Mother's Favorite Child out of Phoenix, Arizona, with her piece, Naturally Me. I see you, my friend. I see you popping in and out, so hopefully you can stay on with me, okay? You think you're here with me now? Okay, I don't see that you raised your hand, but I'm going to bring you in and just see if there's a chance we can talk. All righty. Okay, come on, line. Open up. All right. Kua, are you with me, my friend? Oh, no, he's not with me. Okay. All right. Well, just keep trying. Maybe we can talk, all right, because I would love to hear what's going on with you and your beautiful, amazing storytelling art. So hopefully we can talk, all right? If not this time, we do this every Wednesday, Kua, so would love to hear back from you. I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. This is actually one of Monica Monet's favorite songs by her sister, Felicia Lauda Blackstack. So I'm going to play Easier by, again, Felicia Lauda Blackstack.
Tired. Somehow easier. I drink too much.
as my girl Felicia Loud of Black Stacks with her track Easier. So I hope you are doing well. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you feel empowered that you are in charge of your world and what's going on. And we're going to try it again with my dear friend. Let's see if we can bring him in. Who are you there? Hello? Oh, I don't know what's going on. We just can't make it work out, huh? Well, keep trying, Kua, and as songs are finished, you know, I will keep trying to bring you in, and hopefully we can talk. You know, one of the reasons I am blessed to be Lady Flava and people who have taught me to be a better person are some amazing talents from all over the United States and even around the world. I'm very, very blessed to be connected to some great people, great artists. I was blessed to have a man come into my life, an amazing jazz fusion musician, and he came to be a very, very dear friend of mine, shared life, you know, over the phone, over the internet, of course, never met in person, but he immediately became a part of the Flava News movement immediately when I decided to change this into a movement, and there was a piece about him. He was diagnosed with lung cancer, and, you know, he was so optimistic that he would beat it. And, you know, was going through treatments and things, you know, but at least with me, whenever we communicated, he was always so very, very upbeat. He sent me all of his music, and I love his style. It's a style that's very different than any other artist that I play here on Flava News Radio, and I told him I will always, always play his music. But I think that what makes Patrick Domino's music even more special is that he trusted me with his Flava, you know, and I'm honored to be the only person on the air that has his music to be able to share, always. He passed this past year. I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to speak with him probably just about a week before his passing. And, yeah, it's hard. Never thought that I would lose an artist, right? Just never thought. But that's when life is something that you don't take for granted, and you don't take for granted relationships. And if you can say you're sorry, say you're sorry. You know, if you can forgive, forgive, because that just takes a weight off of you. And, you know, tomorrow is not promised, so please value those that are in your life today. So I'm going to play a piece by Patrick Domino, and this is one of my favorite pieces. It's called December Butterfly. right. That was my dear, dear friend, Patrick Domino, who's now my musical angel watching over me and watching over us. I am so grateful to have his music to be able to always play and keep him alive. That piece was called December Butterfly. Well, I see I've got a caller who's raised their hand. I'm hoping I know who this is. So caller from the 214 area code, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava.
Hello, Lady Flava.
So can I guess who this is? Should I guess?
Yeah, you should guess.
Okay. Is this Yarn Couture, Miriam?
Yes, it is.
How are you, my friend?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. I have my, instead of my morning coffee, I'm having my morning water.
Okay. All right. I understand. Do you know how wonderful it is to hear your voice?
Oh, it's wonderful to hear you. I know your voice.
I'm so excited. This is one of the most amazing talents that I've met on Facebook, everybody. She makes the most beautiful, beautiful things out of yarn. Like, you wouldn't even think to create. Well, since I have you on the air, why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you do?
Oh, wow. I didn't expect this. I just wanted to pop in and say hi.
Well, I got to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
But, at least for me, to just hear a little bit, about it and tell people where they can find your work.
Okay, well, I am a self-proclaimed fiber artist.
Okay, that's
and,
what you call a fiber artist, okay.
Well, yeah, I can't say, right. Well, I'm a crocheter or a yarner or a knitter.
Right.
But I'm a fiber artist, and what that is a person who does knit and crochet, but I also make things that I try to make things that you normally wouldn't see in the store, in retail, like knit scarves and hats and different things. I try to make the things that I do something that helps you express your individuality. And not just something that's just, you see in fashion trends and such. I'm also working on doing some things in canvas this year. On the canvas, I will be trying to imitate certain people that we both know.
Okay.
But with some of my fiber, so keep watching for that. That's something that I want to kind of delve into for home decor and just art. If you enjoy art.
Okay.
I'm just a fiber artist. I do custom work. Depending on what it is, I do refuse things to do because I have my integrity and my principles, and it's something I just. Mom, do I just tell you, I'm not doing it.
Right. That's it.
but you can find my work at online at either yarncouture.com or yarncouture.etsy.com, and it's spelled YARNCOTURE .com or .etsy.com, and that's where you'll find my work.
Well, I think that you definitely need to go check her out. Whenever I see Miriam posts up something, that she's got for sale, and she's got a great sale going on too, right? You still have?
Oh yeah. Actually, I put out my first newsletter. Well, I've had newsletters in the past, but I just changed newsletter services. So, I tried out a really nice one this time, and to introduce it, I'm giving 15% off. So if you go to my shop, my Etsy shop, and you pick out what you want, you can enter in the little code box when you complete your order. It asks for a coupon. You put Yarnie, YARNIE 15, and you'll get 15% off.
Okay, you need to go check that out. You do.
Yeah.
And you will trust and believe when you see what she makes, you will be so surprised that it's made out of yarn. It's just a concept that just goes beyond afghans and and sweaters and shawls, you know, or hats and gloves. It goes beyond all of that. She makes, like, clothing accessories, you know. It's beautiful. You just really need to go check her out. So I think maybe you heard me talking about, Miriam, just how to go about being a healthier person, whether it's just an attitude and or if it's in what you intake into your body. And if I'm correct, I believe that you're pretty health conscious. Yet I know you all be throwing down on some barbecue chicken.
Well, you know, I try to eat healthy because I have one child with special needs, and I have to try to make sure that he has special things in his diet. So we try to incorporate those things in our diet. He has sickle cell disease.
Okay.
And certain things he can't eat that will just, set him off into a crisis. You have to be very careful with what he eats.
Right.
And so I try to eat. We eat a lot of salads, different salads. Soups have been on the menu lately. I know some people have been moaning and groaning about eating soup. Oh, well. Homemade soup. I love homemade soup. My daughter even told me, she said, you know, Mommy, I love it when we get sick because you always make us soup.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so I usually try to make homemade soup, you know, not the soup that you get from the store, you know. They taste like store-bought soup. Who wants that?
Right.
But, yeah, we do soup. We do a lot of, I do a great eggplant parmesan, just a lot of healthy things. You know, a quick recipe. I know I'm taking over your show. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
But
I'm excited.
You know the smoked sausage you get? The Hillshire Farm, and it comes in that little U-shaped sausage thing. Okay, this is a quick meal, and it's healthy. Cut the sausage up. You can get turkey or whatever, beef, turkey, whatever you get. You cut it up into small pieces or how big you want the pieces. You put it in a skillet or like a pot, and you cut it up and you brown it a little bit, and then you throw in some fresh carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, and one of those, those bags, the frozen. You can either do fresh or frozen. The bags you get with the frozen, what do they call it? Normandy blend.
Oh, the mixed vegetables.
Yeah, that. And you put that in there. And then your favorite seasoning, and then you just let it steam, and then you can either eat it plain like that or over rice. It is so good. Eat that all the time.
Okay.
And the kids, and you know, most kids that I hear about, people think, oh, how can you get your kids to eat vegetables? Well, my kids have always eaten vegetables. Always, always. When I'm cooking and I'm cutting up, you know, the bell pepper and celery, I always give them, I offer them some like that so they get used to eating them. My mother did me that way. And they love fresh vegetables, and they love eating salad. None of my kids refuse salad. They even ask for more.
Okay.
So, you know, they've always been like that. You know, I've always brought them up on eating healthy.
I think you made a great point. I think that when you start young, it makes it easier to introduce healthy eating when they don't even realize it's healthy eating, and if you know how to just cook it right and season it right, you know, they don't necessarily know it. And, you know, I really do think, Miriam, you know, that we need to be a little bit more conscious about what we put into our bodies.
You have to.
You know, and just like you were saying, understanding what type of diet your child needs because of you know, what he deals with sickle cell and all of that. You know, I think about Jenny McCarthy talking about, you know, changing her son's diet, you know, because of him being diagnosed with autism, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, with that, I heard that it's either you have to give them more fat in their diet or less. I don't remember which one it is, but I know that it helps.
Right, and it makes sense to me. It really does. It makes sense to me, you know, in being able to control so much of what takes place in our body by what we put into it. And
that's
so I definitely can appreciate you drinking coffee, and I mean water instead of coffee. I'll be honest with you. I sit here and I do this morning coffee with Flava. Well, you know, that's because I own the coffee shop, right? And I do love coffee. I do love coffee. I only have maybe about 8 ounces in the morning if I do drink it. But I'm drinking water that has cayenne pepper and apple cider vinegar in it right now.
Okay.
You know, and because it's amazing what apple cider vinegar and what cayenne pepper health-wise can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm having a bit of, you know, high blood pressure issues right now.
Yeah.
And I also have arthritis. And so those two can help with those, you know, symptoms or, you know, whatever. And so, yeah, that's what I'm drinking right now. It's like, ooh, people are probably like, that just sounds nasty. And let me tell you, it's not the best tasting. You could add a little, you know, juice to it or something to give it a different flavor. But for me, my health is a little bit more important.
Yeah.
And I am not a big fan of putting prescription medications into my body if I can help it. Because I believe that there are natural ways of doing that.
Yeah, I had some issues with some blood pressure medication a couple of years ago, and
okay.
I don't take it anymore. But when I took it, my mouth started feeling kind of funny. I was like, man, did something have a bump on my mouth? And I went in the bathroom, my whole mouth. I looked like Marge Simpson.
Really?
My mouth had swollen up so bad. And my face, I was just so embarrassed to even have anybody look at me.
Okay.
And I told the doctor, and they were like, oh, stop taking it. You know, immediately we'll give you something else. But thinking about that, I'm like, do I really want to be on medication for the rest of my life to control something that I can possibly control?
Right.
So I found out about lemon water.
Mm-hmm.
You take a few drops of lemon juice, or you can just get a lemon, squeeze it in. It's real great for the summer. I mean, it tastes great. I like lemon water, but
I
squeeze
too.
It in, and it helps. It does help bring your blood pressure down.
Right.
I don't do cayenne pepper that much because I'm really sensitive to it.
Okay.
And I'll be crying later on. My stomach will be killing me. But I guess you have to get used to it.
It definitely is something. I it's not to say like everybody needs to do it, but I guess the reason why I brought it up is that there are natural ways, and there are different herbs and combinations and fruits and vegetables and things that we can do naturally that can help our health. And, you know, I'm dealing with some stress and deciding whether I'm going to resign from my job or not because it's become an unhealthy place for me to work right now. And so, you know, my blood pressure is a little high. I'm not going to say what the numbers were yesterday because, it was high. And you know, I just know that I need to do something different, and what can I do right now, which I have, and because I am looking into, you know, doing things more natural, I'm grateful that I had that, and I feel much better waking up this morning, you know, but I just really want to encourage people, you know, to just get involved and experience things that are beautiful, that are healthy, that are safe, and whether it's in what we experience when it comes to art, such as what yours is, from the visual to I'm sure the texture of it must be absolutely amazing, you know, to then, you know, visual arts, to the music that we put, you know, into our ears. I think that we really need to be conscious about that also.
Because, you know, when you listen to something, later on you'll hear it.
Yeah.
Even when you're not listening to it, you'll hear it. And you'll find yourself singing it, and you have to catch yourself to be like, wait a minute, why is it on my mind like this, you know?
Or, you know, thinking about what the words are, I think a lot of times we can learn a song and don't even realize what it is that we're singing.
That's right.
And I know too many times parents have said, oh, you know, because they heard the children singing it. And it's like, oh, is that what that song says? Or, you know, they're a little bit more conscious, you know. And it's like, okay, obviously mm-hmm. your child's hearing it too. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that we need to be mindful, you know, of how we experience music, anything that's audio that gives us that, like you say, you can hear it even after it's gone off. And so that subliminal message that we're putting into our minds, heart, and soul, I think we just need to think about that. And I think we need to think about, you know, what we put into our body, you know, to sustain it, to, you know, also how we allow things to affect us. You know, I think attitude is everything, and we have a choice in how we react. We have circumstances that will hit us all the time.
Oh,
you know, but we have a choice in how we choose to respond to it. So I'm so excited that you called into the show today. This is my blessing of the day. You just don't know, my friend. This has put a big smile on my face. And say hello to my other friend. I saw him trying to pop in and out and in and out and in and out and in and out. And so
yeah,
one of these days.
We still are dealing with Clear.
Oh, see, now that says it all right there. Yeah, we don't even want to talk about Clear.
Clear will make you throw the device across the room.
Yes, it will. You don't even want to know my experience the middle of this year with, I attempted Clear again. Oh, but this was, you know, I forgot, you know, just like some mega box and all this. Yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, it did not work. So, but my show has come to an end because I'd only do an hour show. But this was so wonderful having this time with you and to just, you know, talk about your art. You please go check out Yarn Couture. She is amazing, you know. And, you know, this, I'm so happy now. I was sleepy. I always roll out of bed to do this show, and I was sleepy, you know, because it's only 7 o'clock my time when I do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's different down there in Texas, but you know, I love doing it just because, you know, I'm kind of like that affectionate grandma mama person. And so when I used to have my coffee shop, Miriam, I used to say, well, good morning, baby, well, have a great day, honey, you know, darling, it's so great to see you, you know. And I'm just that kind of person, you know. So it's like kind of like my way of coming early in the morning. Well, my time early. It may not be early somebody else's time, you know, but early in the morning and be able to wish people a good day, you know, put a topic out there that's hopefully inspirational or whatever, or, you know, play some great music. But I'm glad that you joined me today. We got to talk about your art. We got to talk about some healthy stuff. And I don't know about y'all with that barbecue chicken. You're going to have to come call back one time. Because I've been seeing this barbecue chicken for years. This is not just last week. I've been seeing this barbecue chicken for years. I'm like, how many times do they cook barbecue chicken down there in Dallas?
That's called a stock photo.
Yeah, okay.
That's a stock photo. That's when we had gotten a new grill.
Mm-hmm.
And
you've just been circulating it over the years.
It came out perfect. Everything came out perfect. You should see that grill now. It has been through some stuff. And it's about to happen.
I'm sure.
I mean, we got foil on the bottom and trying to make a makeshift tray for the charcoal. And it's a mess.
You just pulled on yourself. Like they eat some chicken down there.
Try to make some barbecue next week or so, hopefully. The weather's so weird, you know.
Right. But anyway, well, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope you won't be a stranger. And, you know, whenever I see you posting up your stuff, I try to post it out too. Yeah, I really think you need to figure out how to do something leopard print, though.
You know what? I do have a scarf that I thought about you and I made it, and it's the Hot Fudge Sunday scarf that I have. And
I'll
it's
have
got
to
little
go
braids
check it out
on
then.
The end. I don't know if you saw it, but
I haven't
I'll send
seen
you a link
it.
To it.
Yeah,
it's got little braids
on
the ends, and it's got like a little. It looks like a little fudge cream thing on it, and it's real cute. But it's got a leopardy look to it.
Okay, you'll have to send me the link so I can check it out. Because I need something leopard print. I've been waiting. I'm like, she's got to figure this out. I'm sure I'm not the only person who likes leopard print. She needs to figure it out. She needs to make some little baby things that look leopard print, you know, and yeah, okay. But anyway, let me figure out what song I want to close out the show. But thank you. You made this morning special for me, my friend. So
thank you so much for talking to me.
Well, of course, and say hello to my other friend.
I will. I definitely will.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, that was my girl, Yarn Couture, down there in Dallas, Texas. Please go check out her art. Absolutely amazing. The things that she does out of yarn is, yeah. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. I need to find more words to describe what I feel when something is special. So you need to check out Yarn Couture. Truly, truly a talented woman and a great, great spirit. I think I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by Morris Allen. He has a new album out called The Love Sessions. And can I just tell you that every single piece that I've heard on this CD is special. You know, in the past it used to be, maybe one, two, maybe three if you got lucky tracks just really grabbed you and you wanted to hear. This one was really difficult for me to figure out what I wanted to upload to my music board here on Flava News Radio. So let me see. I think I'm going to close out today's show with Morris Allen's track called Love Knocked Me Out. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and have an absolutely amazing day, because you're absolutely amazing.
Time and time again, love has won me over. But in the game of love, I've seen her. And I didn't want to play the fool. So I tried to play it, cool. I was determined to let no one see. But all of that changed for you. Walked in the room, and I couldn't believe it. It's been a long time, but the way you feel inside.
Knock me out,
knock me out. Now you got me over. I've never been in this place before. On love, I thought I closed that door, but it seems like things have changed. Love I thought would never leave.
All right, Love Knock Me Out by Morris Allen. And you need to check out his Love Session CD. It is amazing. It is special. It is beautiful. What else can I say to describe that particular CD? But anyway, check out Morris Allen, an amazing talent. You know, this is where we gather every Wednesday. Early my time, not so early other people's time, but early my time. And it's just my way of spending some time with you on hump day, on Wednesday, the middle of the week, being able to just maybe bring some good topics to make you think and maybe even just make you feel good, bring you some great music to put a smile on your face and just let you know that there's somebody out here in Seattle, Washington, the Pacific Northwest, that's thinking of you and wanting to share this time and wish you a great, great day. So have a beautiful day. Come back and hang out with me next Wednesday or any of the shows that I do here from the coffee shop on Flava News Radio. Take care and God bless.